Governor Kathy Hochul announces jobs program for illegal aliens as 380,000 New Yorkers are unemployed. By John Binder on August 25, 2023. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, has announced a jobs program for tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens who are arriving in the sanctuary state every week, even as about 380,000 New Yorkers are unemployed. As more than 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York, mostly in New York City, since the spring of last year, Hochul has pleaded with President Joe Biden not to stem the flow of illegal immigration but to more easily provide new arrivals with work permits. In addition, Hochul rolled out a jobs program for border crossers and illegal aliens whereby the New York State Department of Labor, DOL, will be authorized to connect migrants with employers so they can nab jobs. All asylum seekers with work authorization in New York can now register for assistance here, a press release from Hochul's office states of the jobs program. DOL career experts will work with individuals to assess skills, work history, education, career interests and more, and connect them with employers across the state. Additionally, the New York State Department of Labor launched a portal enabling businesses to inform the state that they would welcome newly authorized individuals into their workforce. Emphasis added. Hochul's jobs program comes as more than 380,000 New Yorkers are counted as unemployed and likely hundreds of thousands more remain out of the labor market entirely. For months, Hochul has championed mass immigration to New York as a boon for corporate special interests who are consistently lobbying lawmakers to increase immigration so they have access to a steady flow of willing, cheaper foreign workers they can hire. Researchers have found that a flooded labor market, a result of mass immigration, can easily diminish job opportunities and wages for Americans. One particular study by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, found that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of an American worker's occupation, their weekly wages are cut by perhaps 0.5%. This means the average native-born American has their weekly wages reduced by potentially 9%, as more than 18% of the workforce is foreign-born. In New York, immigrants make up almost 30% of the workforce. This suggests, based on the CIS estimation, that the average New Yorker has his or her wages cut by potentially 15%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.